Hello, everybody. UWP Professor George here today. And today, I want to talk about the value equation. I was teaching my professional selling class this morning, and I wanted to focus in on how does the customer derive value from a transaction or a purchase. And while it often can be very simple, it often can be very complex as well. And then we wanted to look at how does a customer evaluate the value equation that the sales rep presents? And I think there are three aspects to this value equation. Number one is the product or service. This is the reason that the customer is actually purchasing here. Like if you're going to buy a car, if you just bought a new car or you have a car, you're not in need of a car. You have no interest in the product, and that's fine. But once you enter the market, you have some sort of a product or service, and you have a need or a want that you are trying to satisfy with it at its most basic conceptual level. And the product and service is great. That's what the customer actually takes delivery of or possession of or title to or consumes, as in the case of a service. And of course, the value of the product from the customer's perspective needs to exceed the price for purchase to occur. So the product and the service is vitally important. But there's more to the value equation than that. Oftentimes, the company is a part of the value equation. Say, perhaps there is a reputation like for Nike or for Apple. And this company may be vitally important as far as the brand goes, or if the customer identifies with the customer, or worse, where the customer's had a poor experience with the company and then does not buy from that company. And so another way of creating value is to sell the company. Now, this is more important as you move up the value chain as far as branding goes, as far into the mass market luxury type products. Let's face the facts, generic and commodity companies typically have little value to the customer. And if the customer is shopping for a low price, and that is the driving factor, company reputation and branding may not be a big part or any part of the value equation. They just want a cheap price, and you know that's it. On the other hand, if someone's buying an expensive product that requires a sale or service after the sale, or where there's a high risk of the decision, they're maybe more likely to go towards a company with a good reputation. So we have the product and service, and then we go to the company. Now the third aspect is the salesperson. And the salesperson is a critical aspect of many purchases and promotion strategy, where the product is promoted by a personal sales rep who can adapt the product to the customer's needs. And this is often the case in large B2B sales. So for example, a Pepsi is not going to have a personal salesperson there at the store. They're going to rely on merchandising and product supply and branding and company reputation and product reputation. But there will be a salesperson selling into the large retailer, or like a Quick Trip or a Walmart or a Kroger. They will have a salesperson working with that supplier on a B2B basis for what's called sell-through or retail sales. And they sell large quantities into those retailers, who then break the product down and resell in small quantities to customers. You'll also see where the salesperson is very important in the value equation in complex and high value purchases. So an effective and professional salesperson is going to be able to position their products effectively for value with the customer, position the company. Look at the downside of it too. An unprofessional and ineffective salesperson is going to put the company and the product at a disadvantage. Almost no matter what the product and company is, the product and company is going to be a disadvantage if there isn't as good a salesperson. If that salesperson and the sales process is important in the value equation. So when we're talking with salespeople about how they can add value, They can add value in this equation through being reliable and honest. They can add value through understanding the customer and the customer needs and wants, solving problems, creating opportunities. Effective and professional salespeople can add value through excellent industry, company, and product knowledge that delivers results for the customer, where the customer is better off for doing business with the company that creates a lot of value. And there can be a lot of trust and a very positive relationship. An effective salesperson can add value by promoting the product and company ethically and honestly to the customers, and also providing excellent service. So there's an old saying that I heard when I was a sales rep in the field, and the saying was, if your product is the same and your company is the same, your salesperson had better not be. So oftentimes what happens, the salesperson adds value, and let's say two products are relatively equal in the customer's eyes, but one salesperson is more effective, that salesperson is more likely to get the business. And that's why we should be training our salespeople, and salespeople should be concentrating on adding to their value equation. So remember, the value equation, the product or service, the company, and you, the salespeople.